From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Next week, the Senate is planning to take a deep breath and dive into a topic that's seen years of debate but little action. That topic is how to slow climate change. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the solutions to that dilemma will require a fundamental change in the way people use energy and how much they're willing to pay for it.
There are several climate bills lined up in Congress. The workhorse pulling them all is the Senate's Climate Security Act, co-sponsored by Senators Joe Lieberman of Connecticut and John Warner of Virginia. Sleek, it's not.
It's an unbelievably complicated piece of legislation that will literally transform the entire energy sector of the U.S. economy in all aspects of it.
Economist Ray Kopp works for a Washington think tank called Resources for the Future. Simply put, he says, the legislation would put a cap on emissions of carbon dioxide, or CO2.
You're basically controlling emissions from literally millions of sources. You and I driving to work every day or driving our kids to school, to all aspects of transportation, rail, bus, boat, plane, and then all the things that private industry does that uses fossil fuels, being, you know, coal, natural gas, and fuel oil, plus all the electricity that we generate. And now you're going to put basically a regulatory program over top of all of that.
The legislation has been long in coming and shows the work of many hands. The Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks lobbyists in Washington, says climate change is being cited almost 20 times more often in lobbying records than 3 years ago. The bill's supporters say we're stuck in an energy tar pit. We've burned coal, oil, and gas because they've been cheap and easy, but now fossil fuels are warming the planet. So the legislation would make power companies and factories and refineries pay for the right to emit carbon. They'll have to get permits for every ton of CO2 that goes up the smokestack. They'll get some free permits, but then they'll have to buy them from the government or other companies that have permits to spare. Why would a company agree to do this? For Preston Chiaro, chief of energy and minerals for one of the world's biggest mining companies, Rio Tinto, it's about predictability.
Particularly a company like ourselves, when we make an investment in a large new mine, that's billions of dollars worth of investment, and we want to be able to predict what the financial consequences will be over those lifetimes.
But Chiaro says the trillion-dollar question is, who pays those financial consequences?
Is it going to be the taxpayers? Is it going to be industry? Is it going to be consumers who buy products? What we're talking about is reallocating trillions of dollars worth of value. And someone's ox is going to be gored, and someone's going to make some money on it. And that's what the tussle really is over, in my view.
Economists estimate the Lieberman-Warner bill would extract over $6 trillion by 2050. Most of it would come from heavy industry. The government would spend some of that to push green technology, solar, wind, that sort of thing. Some of the money would go to consumers and hard-hit industries to soften the pain of higher energy bills. But for environmental analyst Kenneth Green at the American Enterprise Institute, another Washington think tank, the cost of capping carbon outweighs the benefits.
It's going to raise the cost of everything that depends on energy. That's going to involve making us less competitive against countries that don't emulate that, which is going to be most countries.
Countries such as China and India, fast becoming serious economic competitors with the U.S., but which don't limit CO2 emissions.
It's also going to entail simply having less. Your dollar will go less far. Less food, less housing, less transportation, less of everything.
And less carbon dioxide. Action on the climate bill is scheduled to begin Monday. Both supporters and opponents expect a long and torturous debate that may not be settled this year. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.